Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Astatar Sata Sri Srimadas Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Samaveda Bhaktivinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Daya Krishna Sai Buddha Ishmade Bhaktivinoda Swami Namaste Namaste Swami Charni Nirvishesh Sunnivadi Paschach Charni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 8, Text 25. Ayamato Vistarataha Sva Mana Dehena Loka Traya Sangrahena Vichitra Div Divya Barna Am Shukanam Divya Barna Am Shukanam Divya Krita Shriya Pashrita Vesha Deham Ayamato Vistarata Swamana Dehena Loka Traya Sangrahena Vichitra Divya Varana Shukanam Krita Shriya Pashrita Vesha Deham Ayamato Vistarata Swamana Dehena Loka Traya Sangrahena Vichitra Divya Varanam Sukhanam Krita Shriya Pashrita Vesha Deham Ayamata Vishrata Samana Nahena Loka Traya Sangraena Chitra Divya Varanam Shukanam Chitra Pashrita Vesha Deham Ayamata Vishrata Samana Dehena Loka Traya Sangrahena Shri Divya Bharanam Sukhanam Krita Shriya Pashrita Desha Deham Vaishnavis. Yamata Visvata Swamana Nehloka Chaya Samrena Sudivya Varnam Shukanam Ayamataha. By length, Vistarataha, by breadth, Swamana, by his own measurement, Dehena, by the transcendental body, Lokatraya, the three, upper, middle, and lower, planetary systems. Sangrahena, by total absorption. Vichitra, variegated. Divya, transcendental. Abarna Amshukanam, rays of the ornaments. Kritashriya, Apashrita, beauty created by those dresses and ornaments. Vesha, dress. Deham, transcendental body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. His transcendental body, unlimited in length and breadth, occupied the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. His body was self-illuminated by unparalleled dress and variegatedness and was properly ornamented. Purport. The length and breadth of the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead could only be measured by His own measurement because He is all-pervading throughout the complete cosmic manifestation. The beauty of material nature is due to His personal beauty, yet He is always magnificently dressed and ornamented to prove His transcendental variegatedness, which is so important in the advancement of spiritual knowledge. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuan Militamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, stated here in the purport by Srila Prabhupada that Krishna can only be measured by His own form. So, if we want to measure something, we have to have some unit of measurement. Like, if we want to measure the length of something, like a carpenter, you know, carpenters, you know, sawing pieces of wood to make them fit. And he has to, the carpenter, he or she, has to measure the things properly. So generally, carpenters have a measuring rod or a measuring tape measure. And, you know, that is what they use to measure. But there's nothing to measure Krishna by. We're talking here about, in these verses, where Brahma has been speaking about, you know, the form of the Lord, the universal form. So in the universal form, the universe is perceived as this body of Vishnu or Krishna that's being described here. And how big is it? I mean, we don't have anything to measure it by other than the form of the Lord himself. So that's what's being referred to here. And the words that are used are ayamataha by length and vistarataha by breadth. These terms are also sometimes expressed in an alternative way, otam protam. Yeah, and that means, again, by the length and breadth. And the universe is always the universe is sometimes described like that in terms of otam and protam. It means, Srila Prabhupada often says, the vertical and horizontal threads of the fabric of the universe. You know, just like a cloth, you know, wearing some cloth, we're all wearing some cloth. It's woven, and it's woven by vertical and horizontal threads. So things are sometimes described like that. And, you know, it's described in this verse how his transcendental body, although unlimited in length and breadth, is properly dressed and ornamented. You know, like we can see on the altar, you know, we have the forms of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Rukmini, Dwarkadish, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. They're all nicely dressed and ornamented. And in the verse, it's stated that, or in the purport, it's stated that this is to prove the transcendental variegatedness of the Lord, which is so important, Srila Prabhupada says, in the advancement of spiritual knowledge. So we're interested in advancing spiritual knowledge, not necessarily material knowledge. And that variegatedness, which attracts the consciousness of all of the souls, all of the creatures in the universe, is very important. If we're attracted, if we remain attracted to the Lord's display of the material energy, the illusory potency, then we become absorbed in the cycle of birth and death. But by the transcendental variegatedness of the dress and the ornaments of the deity, we become attracted in another way. We become become attracted to the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this concept of variety is very important. If everything were just all one with no variety, then we wouldn't be attracted and there would be nothing to engage the senses. So, because things are variegatedness, there is something to hear. You know, Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instructions. You know, because there is something to taste, you know, we look at, we taste the prasadam of the Lord, and we appreciate variety. You know, there's a variety of taste. There's sour taste, there's hot taste, there's so many different varieties. If everything were just one taste, it wouldn't be very interesting. Variety of smells. You know, there's, you know, the flowers with nice scents that are offered to the deities. There's the smell of the incense that's offered. So these things are all there. There are so many varieties. If there were just one thing, that wouldn't be very, very enjoyable. So in the same way, there are varieties of relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And each of us is meant to develop a particular relationship with the Supreme Lord, with Krishna. So that variegatedness of spiritual life is very important in that way. So although there are ultimately five varieties of relationship, five principal varieties of relationships with Krishna, there's a relationship of passive adoration, there's a relationship of service, there's a relationship of friendship, there's the parental relationship, and then the conjugal relationship, and there's a different taste or rasa involved with each relationship. But all of them involve servitorship. Jivaras Rupahoi Krishnara Nityadas. Lord Chaitanya prayed that this is the constitutional position of the soul. That it's each soul is by constitution a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's stated, however, that each relationship includes the elements of the other relationships. So service is present in all of the relationships. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains this, how even Radharani the topmost devotee of the Lord is by her mood a servant. Das, das, anudas. We aspire to become the servant of the servant of the servant. So that is the opposite of the material mentality, where one tries to become the master, the master of the master. That's our tendency in material life, to become independent enjoyers. So Krishna is his form can only be measured by his expansion of his universal form. The universe can only be measured by his own form, which is, it's kind of interesting in devotional service. Krishna experiences unlimited transcendental pleasure. And it's stated that as soon as he experiences something, sometimes people will say, can God make a stone, so big that he can't measure it? And the answer is yes, but then he can measure something, and it, like his own pleasure, he can measure it, but then it exceeds that measurement, and then he expands his ability to measure it. Then it goes, it's like eternally like that. Krishna can constantly be exceeding his limits. Not that he can't understand what his limit is, the limit of his enjoyment is, but at the next moment it can be increased. So so Krishna is Ananta in that sense. Today happens to be the disappearance day of three great Vaishnava Acharyas: Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's also the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who was one of the six Goswamis. He was the son of Tapan Mishra, one of the great devotees of the Lord. And it's also the disappearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, another of the six Goswamis. He was the son of a great zamindar, or landholder. And although he was very young, very handsome, very wealthy, he had a beautiful young wife, he had a perfect material situation, but he was always causing problems for his father and his mother, because he would be leaving all that behind. He would go and try to join with the Lord Chaitanya and his followers, so they would put guards around him, you know, to try to keep him from going. But he eventually went and joined the party of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, and he was sent to Vrindavan. So these three great Vaishnavas, Vaishnavacharyas, departed the world on this day. So I'll stop there. Are there any questions or comments? Okay.
Hare Krishna. My question is, how a person is in neutral relationship with Krishna, how does he serve Krishna?
How neutrality is service to Krishna?
Yes.
Sometimes it's said that the animals, like the cows in the spiritual world, and the birds, they, like the peacocks, they are relating to Krishna in Shanta Rasa, which means, you know, they are engaged in adoration. So that is one thing that Srila Prabhupada has said about how it's possible to relate to Krishna in, on that platform. Like there are descriptions in the 10th canto of how the cows and the birds, you know, they would hear Krishna's flute and they become stunned. Like, you know, if you see cows, they're constantly chewing, you know, on their cud. You know, they're constantly chewing. But when they would hear the sound of Krishna's flute, like they become paralyzed. Or same with, you know, the birds. You know, birds are normally running around. You know, they don't stand still very much. But when the birds would hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they would become totally absorbed, you know, shut their little eyes and just stand as if frozen. And Srila Prabhupada has also said that, you know, you have things like the rivers and the trees. They're also in that passive, neutral, Shantaras type of position.
Thanks so much, Prabhu.
Thank you for telling us about all these very great devotees. I was curious because I have forgotten.
He was known for his austerity. He came from a wealthy family, and he himself had that opulence, but he was able to give it all up for the service of the Lord. And when he went, even after he became renounced, and his, he would sometimes receive money from his father, and he wouldn't use it for himself. He'd use it to distribute prasadam to the devotees, but eventually he stopped even accepting that. When he went to Vrindavan, he excavated Radha Kund and Shama Kund, which were discovered by the transcendental vision of Lord Chaitanya himself. It's kind of a bit of transcendental archaeology. Lord Chaitanya had gone to Vrindavan, and he wanted to locate, and actually he had asked his followers also to locate the lost pastime places and lost deities that had been installed by Krishna's great grandson, King Vajranabha. After Krishna departed this world, he became the ruler, this king Vajranabha became the ruler of Vrindavan, and he established different deities and temples. And over time, they were lost because of the passage of time, and different invaders came. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to reestablish these lost deities and sacred places in the Vrindavan area. So Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan, and he was sitting in trance, and in his trance he could see out in the rice fields these two sacred places, these ponds, Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And then he asked Raghunath Das Goswami to excavate them. He said they're out there in those fields. So he did that, and therefore today we can go there and take advantage of Radhakund and Shyamakund, you know, these two sacred places. So that's another thing he's remembered for. And when he was doing, initially, when he was doing that, he would be doing his bhajan, his meditations out in the sun, and Radharani came and spread her sari over his head to keep the sun off. So that's kind of a, you have to be pretty advanced for Radharani to come and do that for you. And also, she would protect him from the tigers and other wild animals that were around. So I think Rupa Goswami once came and told him, why don't you build yourself a little hut, you know, so Radharani doesn't have to come and shade you. So so those are some things about Raghunath Das Goswami, why he's remembered. Do you have anything to, anybody have anything to add? Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.